Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. UNESCO, Spain's anti-tourist protests threaten entire region. Residents of number of prominent Spanish tourist destinations are voicing their concerns regarding the influx of tourists, claiming that it has rendered their cities uninhabitable. Spain is the second most visited country in the world. But recently, over a number of weeks, thousands of Spanish citizens have taken to the streets to protest against mass tourism in cities such as Malaga, Mallorca, Gran Canaria, Granada, and Barcelona. Residents of number of prominent Spanish tourist destinations are voicing their concerns regarding the influx of tourists, claiming that it has rendered their cities uninhabitable. In July, approximately 10,000 Spaniards participated in an anti-tourism demonstration in Palma de Mallorca, Spain. The protesters demanded a reduction in tourist numbers, pointing to significant increases in prices and the pressure on public services on the island. Same month, demonstrators opposing tourism in Barcelona used water guns to spray tourists and displayed placards that stated "Tourists go home and you are not welcome." All of this is not sitting well with Peter de Bruyne, a senior project officer for sustainable tourism at UNESCO, who warns that the latest protests against mass tourism in Spain could extend throughout the entire region. De Bruyne stated, "We are observing a violation of the tolerance threshold in these locations. The objective is to restore equilibrium, as the current state is significantly imbalanced." De Bruyne added that a dire affordable housing shortage in popular tourist destinations may be the tipping point, noting that tourism has intensified pre-existing issues related to housing affordability, as the proliferation of short-term rentals displaces local residents from the housing market. The UN official characterized all of the protest actions as extreme and unnecessary, yet acknowledged that they will persist until a response is initiated, while advocating for a fundamental change in approach, urging decision-makers to implement measures that enhance the well-being of local inhabitants. He also cautioning that if the problems are not urgently addressed, the potential for the protests to extend far beyond Spain is significant. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.